take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this absolutely wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, October 18th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to contact me with a comment during the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Don't send me any videos or links unless I ask for research, need help, support during the show. Downstate Kim and others provide me all kinds of information. I appreciate that tremendously. We got a great show lined up for you today. This segment brought to you by Little Trevor's Disposal, hardworking guys over there in Harbor Springs. They are hardworking, locally owned, right here in northern Michigan. And I know you've heard me talk about them before. They've been a longtime supporter of the station, and I need you to switch your trash pickup to them. I don't care if it's your home, your business, whatever you got. They're great guys. Give them a call, 231-487-0780. If you want, text me LTD, Little Trevor's Disposal. I'll text you the clickable link. All you got to do is click on it. It'll call them for you. Tell them you want to switch over today. And if they're not in your area yet, ask them to put you on the list. They're getting calls from Onaway and other cities that they're not in yet. If they get enough people, they will definitely put you on the route and get you a truck and a driver. Great guys, great patriots. Support this show, support the station. And we'd love it if you'd support them. So again, 231-487-0780. Or just text me LTD. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to have Christina Caramo on in the third hour talking about the event that's happening this Saturday, 6:30 p.m. at Frisky's Farm Market. U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Rob Johnson. He's going to be appearing for Neil Frisky, state representative for the 107th. This is a fundraising event. Tickets are only $10. He's not charging anything to come into the district, come in into Michigan. He's going to talk about his plan to go after Fauci. He is serious as a heart attack to get this guy some way, somehow, censored, fired, sued, whatever he can do, potentially maybe even criminal charges against him for what he's done to our country. So if you want to come and hear him, Saturday night, Vicky and I will be there. 6:30 is the event when it starts. You're going to always come early. come and get some apples, some apple cider, whatever it is you want at the market, and then be there for the event 6:30 this Saturday. We're going to have Christina Crammo on. We're going to talk about that. Dr. Jeff is coming on in the next segment. The vet is in the house. So if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text me 231-360-5140. And I did take Officer Rick's advice. I reached out to State Representative Josh Shriver and going to see if we can get him on the show either today or tomorrow. We're going to ask him some questions. So absolutely appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, Dr. Jeff coming on next. Text me your questions. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whitmer, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, as usual. Joining us on the line right now is Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff up there at Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What the heck is that long barrel rifle, lever action, It looks like my Model 94 Winchester 30-30 deer rifle, except the barrel is like 5 feet long. What the heck is that?
That is a 50-95 caliber, and it's a black powder caliber. It's a modern, it's a Cimarron, I think I'm saying that right. It's a reproduction rifle, but it's of that time period. This is kind of a reproduction, like I said, of what the buffalo hunters, they used to shoot the buffaloes with. So basically what it means when you see those like 45-70 is another popular cartridge we still have around here. What
sure.
That means is you've got a 45 caliber bullet in front of 75 grains of black powder.
So this is 50 cal yep. with 95 grains of powder.
Yep. Well, black powder.
Now, black powder.
When you would load with when I reload with, you know, modern smokeless powder, because it is a modern firearm.
Sure.
You don't use quite that much powder. But yeah, it's pretty. It's
well, how long are those dang shells?
They're probably about as 2 inches long and as big as my thumb, half inch around. So I haven't shot it yet. Namely because it was hard to find the shells for it. This is kind of a specialty firearm.
What the heck are you going to hunt with this thing?
I don't know. I think I plan on trying to take a deer with it this year.
Oh, no. No, you can't use that on a deer. That the backside would come out with a hole the size of your arm.
Or maybe elk. I don't know. But
yes, I was going to say, you know, maybe you got a bear permit or you got a moose. I don't know what the heck you'd be shooting with that thing. But you know what? One thing I did know when I went to my vacation with the travel trailer last summer, we went to Polson, Montana, mm-hmm. The Miracle of America Museum. And they had 100 rifles were commissioned by George Washington, and they had one of the 100, and it was called a boat sinker. The British soldiers would try to get up the Hudson River with these long boats mm-hmm. that they were rowing, and you know, because the big tall ships couldn't go up the river, right? Their hulls were too deep, and so they got these long, I'm going to call them like probably 4 feet wide maybe and about 30 feet long.
Holy cow.
George yep. Washington commissioned, I want to say Remington or Winch, I forget the company that he had it there. It, probably an old company doesn't even exist anymore. Springfield, somebody. These were 60-inch barrels and they were made, Jeff, out of the hexagon rounded steel, you know, where it's hexagon shaped.
Mm-hmm.
1-inch ball that could shoot up to a mile.
Yeah.
And these things, they were so heavy that it would require two guys, and they'd literally put them on rocks or on trees. They'd chop a big tree down and use it to rest this thing on. George Washington told the soldiers to aim at the heads of the British soldiers because of the drop.
Yep.
He calculated the range and how long these shots were. He said, aim for their heads, and it would end up hitting the hulls and sinking the boats.
Yep.
And I looked at yours, and I'm like, that reminds me of that boat sinker I saw out there at the museum. That thing is unbelievable. Yep. Fantastic.
Yep, I haven't had a chance to shoot it yet. One thing is the shells are hard to find because, like I said, it is a specialty cartridge. So I finally managed to track some shells down, and then I got some empty brass to do some reloading. But you know, we have the advent, a lot of people here, you know, I know are probably have guns and things like that. You have the cowboy action shooting.
Oh, yeah.
That people have seen. Well, if you get out west, they'll actually have long-range black powder cartridge contests where people will take these and load them up with black powder again, and then they'll shoot 600, 700, 800, you know, 1,000 yards. So.
Right. I got Bo listening in Indian River. He says, Dad uses a 7mm 220 grain for deer.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know. Man, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm in love with my 30-06 with a scope. That's the gun I go to. My dad's brush gun, that Model 94 Winchester, it's an iron sight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice short little barrel, you know, for 30-30. Yeah. I love that one when I'm in the thick. But, man, that is too cool, brother. Well, I wanted to talk to you, too. I got a couple of text messages last week after we talked, and have you filled up all your staffing positions there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Not yet. Actually, just found out that one of my technicians is going to be moving. So,
oh, yeah, that's right. That's why they brought it up.
Yep. So,
what kind of experience do they need to start out if somebody wants to come and learn and be tutored by you? What do you need right now at the animal hospital?
Well, what we're looking for in this position right now is, because I think we've got the reception filled, and we've got the comms officer, the communications, the phone person, we got that filled.
Okay.
But right now, what we're looking for is a technician. So this would be somebody who would start out with, running lab work. Helping take care of the animals. Usually you start out with, especially if we have somebody that has zero experience, this is how you hold a dog. This is how you, run the blood work. This is what the different blood works mean, and things like that. And then we're in the process of actually more formalizing this whole thing into almost kind of an apprenticeship type program.
Okay.
And like I said, and that's kind of moving forward. I've got two people now that are actually in the Penn Foster program, and that is – it's a good way because it's an associate's degree is to get it. It's equivalent like LPN. It's a two-year degree.
Okay.
To get to be a veterinary technician or a veterinary nurse, essentially is what you are.
So is that something that's available like at a community college?
Some community colleges.
Okay.
Michigan State, obviously, at the big vet college down there, has a technician program. Baker College in Cadillac has one.
Okay.
And there are two or three other ones around.
What about Kirtland?
Maybe. That sounds familiar.
Okay.
So a simple Google search, you'll pop them up. But, yeah, a lot of times some of these community colleges and like that will do that. Now, up here, our Bay Mills Community Colleges and then LSSU right now do not offer this. I'm actually, that was on my list today to contact LSSU and start trying to, hey, this would be a good thing to get into.
Sure.
Because it is highly needed. You think there's a veterinarian shortage. Try finding a vet tech. I got, for every vet tech resume that I get like five vet resumes. So the technician, this is how I tell people too. The kids come in here and they're like, I don't know, I'm interested in veterinary medicine, but I don't know if I want to be a, veterinary nurse or if I want to be a, a veterinarian.
Sure.
Well, this is kind of how you tell. If you are interested in the diagnoses and getting in and finding out what's wrong and coming up with a plan to fix it and, doing surgery and things like that, then you're, at a lot more interaction with the client, be the veterinarian because that's what I do. And here I have three jobs. I diagnose, I prescribe, and I do surgery. Okay.
Yeah.
If you like messing with the animals and drawing blood and taking care of the animals and, doing the lab work and changing bandages and things like that, then you want to be the nurse. Now, that's not saying I can't do that. Actually, I'm still – if they can't get blood on something, guess what?
They're
coming to me.
Right. Is the nurse the same thing as what you're referring to as a vet tech?
Yeah, they're actually – yes. There is a movement afoot, and some states have already changed this already because, interestingly enough, that designation is actually kind of set by the Board of Veterinary Medicine in each state. So in Michigan, we're still called veterinary technicians, but when you say vet techs to people, sometimes they're really not sure, okay, well, what does that mean?
Right.
Does the dog have a computer, or whatever?
Right.
But when you say nurse, you know what it means.
They understand, yeah.
Yeah. And
so basically, they would be your assistant to be able to handle things that you could train them in, teach them, and they could do it on their own. You don't have to be standing right there supervising them.
Yes, to a certain if you get into the thing, there's certain things, but yeah,
right.
Really.
Okay. I understand that because the question he came to me was, his daughter is thinking about it because she's graduating from high school this year, and she's not really sure if she even wants to go to college or not. And I said, well, because the way you described it, it sounded almost like an apprenticeship / vocational type training as opposed to a normal college degree. Would that be an accurate description?
Kind of, because actually what we do here, now I can take you and I can do on-the-job training, okay? And that's what I'll do. I mean, I do have some licensed technicians, but like I said, they're really hard to find.
Sure.
But a lot of my other staff is pretty much on-the-job trained, and they can do almost everything that the licensed tech can do, but they're under my direct supervision, or as people that I have trained, I've watched you do it, I know you can do it, trained you to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm in the building, so if something goes sideways,
yep.
You know,
come get me and we'd
come
care
get
of
me
it.
And we can take care of it.
Gotcha. That position, somebody new, somebody that's willing to go to school and get the 2-year degree, because I know the governor Whitmer, she put out a press release. I think I covered it on the radio a week or two ago, that they are now going to provide grant money for people to go to community colleges for 2-year degrees in vocational type training jobs. So this might be something.
Really?
Oh yeah. She just announced that they're paying the whole thing. They fill out one, I think it's a Pell Grant application, they called it.
Okay.
You fill out the Pell Grant application, one application, and they will pay the entire tuition and books fees for that associate's degree. It just came out of the budget.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, typically I don't listen to anything Whitmer says, so
I understand. I understand. But I'm forced to do it every day with MERS News Service and Gongware and all the people I read in Lansing. Yeah. But so, yeah, she's pushing this. She wants to get the population to 60%, some type of vocational training, associate's degree, and or 4-year degree. I think she said 60% by 2030 is her goal.
Yeah.
So you might want to bounce that off of LSSU or the community-based community, whoever up there, because, you know, and here it is, you having a need at a local hospital that could provide, like you say, a work-related apprenticeship with the schools. I think this would be a great solution for Northern Michigan.
Yep. Right now, how we're doing it is I'm doing the practical aspect, and then Penn Foster, which is an online college, and that makes me wonder if this would apply to an online college too, because they are accredited by the AVMA. You get a real 2-year associate's degree, and you get your real veterinary technician's license. You're qualified to sit for the board because you do have to take a board exam at the end.
Yep.
and get your license. So I'll have to reach out
and talk to them. You heard about it on the radio, and you want to ask them about it. So again, folks, store this phone number in your phone so that you can call them. Anything ever happens, you can call directly. You don't have to text me for Jeff's number. 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. If you know somebody interested in this job, give them a call. Jeff, we appreciate you, brother.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is